Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev on Stage. Welcome to Here's the Thing. These are my friends. She's...
That Chick Angel!
And this is another podcast episode banging on you for the 2020. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Subscribe. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I don't know about the other podcast thing if they have star ratios or not.
Star something.
And also, if you don't like the intro, shove it up your butt.
Because
the stage crew likes it. People who are watching live on this Patreon, they like you. They come back and watch it again.
To see the edit.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, you don't have to shove it up your butt. You can just fast forward. Remember, you're in control of your content. You can see the explosion. Just double tap.
But are they in control?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. Oh. Before we get started, a couple announcements. Merch is here.
Please buy some merch.
Okay, we got the Clapper logo. You guys decided that this is the stage crew logo. This is the people's decision.
Oh, that's their logo?
They found the emoji.
Patreon made that?
Perfect.
Patreon people started using this on Zoom. So we've adopted the Clapper as our logo.
We got that hoodie. We got that in
a t-shirt.
If you're in Patreon, you have access to the manager. You know, you got that. Don't worry, I'm updating the stock. You guys bought it out crazy. I didn't even realize it was sold out.
Look at them. Look at them.
We got the updated Stage Crew regular logo hoodie.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it.
Keep your distance shirt.
Love it.
I like that.
Scooby-Doo.
I'm on that. The show this Friday.
Hey!
Starring That Chick Angel. Zaynab, Shantae, Wayans, Alicia Cooper, Cornelia Stradwick, and...
Did you ever say John A?
And John A. Here's the Sting shirt. It's what I'm wearing.
I like that.
Okay. In tan. Thing. And in
green.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a good green.
And here's stage crew shirt. Same as the hoodie. If you're a regular person, it's going to look like this. If you're a manager, you're going to have that on the back.
We got more?
Favorite. Embroidered hoodie. There's only 10 of these.
Oh, price is up. Oh, there's only 10 of these.
Embroidered. There's only 10 in each size.
I was wondering why it was so small.
That thing's going to sell out right now.
People don't want to pay the extra $5 for the embroidery, even though the embroidery costs
an extra $10.
It's only $5.
For $5?
My hoodies are $35.
That's so cheap.
You'd be hard-pressed to find an influencer with hoodies for
$35.
You'd
be trying to buy our own friends' hoodies that are not $35.
I buy $80 hoodies from my friends all of the time.
$35
that are not embroidered.
How are you getting your hoodies? So he got some.
I'm just not marking them up. Hoodies are more expensive.
Yes,
definitely more expensive.
And 100%. I just don't mark them up as much as I could.
How much are your shirts?
You know, they're $25.
Let me tell y'all right now.
Don't worry.
When I start dropping merch, it's not gonna be them prices. It's not gonna be.
You don't have to, Angel. I'm a man of the people. I never want to take advantage of my people.
I am a woman of the people, but I don't get my shirts for cheap enough to do.
I'll give you my guy.
I'll give you my guy.
I got a guy.
Ooh.
I got a guy.
You know what? Somebody asked if there's pink Here's the Thing shirts, and I was thinking, actually, since it's Breast Cancer Month, maybe we can do for this month only.
That's a good idea, but
it's too late.
It's too late.
By the time you get them, it's going to be...
It's already the 6th today.
One day we'll do red, maybe. Yeah?
What, no? For Delta?
Just for me. I love red.
Oh, red's my favorite color.
Mine too.
Yeah, it changed, though.
Why?
Oh, keep your distance masks. Totally forgot about that. These are actually sold out. So.
Oh, I would like that one, though.
Okay, you can have that.
Thank you.
You said this one's actually sold out.
Okay, I'll grab it after. I'll grab it after.
All right. Thank you for bearing with us through the announcements. I'm working on promoting during my stuff.
Good
and
job.
Now we'll talk about
the end of humanity.
As we know it.
As we know it. My wife turned on a documentary called The Social Dilemma the other day. Mm-hmm. I had heard about it on Twitter, but everything I was reading was very ominous. So I turn it on, and it's like half documentary, half reenactment.
I was confused at first.
Me too. I was like, is this a movie or a documentary or what?
You're definitely a Netflix show, though. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Whew!
Was it a lot for you?
It was a lot. Like, I knew tech companies were stealing our data. Mm-hmm. That I was aware of. I was not aware of how stealing our data is like step one.
Yeah.
They have hit 300 grand slams mm-hmm. with our data.
Yes. Yeah.
The fear is predictive outcomes. Mm-hmm. They are using our data. We all wonder, like, how does Instagram suggest something that I just thought about? Not only they're listening, they're saying, hey, Kevin keeps trying to lose weight. Now he's going to this trail. He's spending an hour and a half up there. Maybe I'll suggest to him a backpack with water.
Yeah.
Because I'd be thinking, I should carry water out here, mm-hmm. but I don't want to carry something in my hand.
Yeah.
So the algorithm says, what's over here? Trail, spends an hour and a half. They're tracking me. You know, like your phone would be like, hey, when you get in my car, it'd be like, 20 minutes here. I don't. Who said I was going here?
Yeah.
Who told me? I not say I go there.
But I am going.
I do be going there.
Right.
And then it's very valuable to be like, oh, it's only 18 minutes to the office.
How do you know? I was
the machines.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing that was crazy, and I want to hear your thoughts about the doc. The way they, I thought the election was stolen and hacked by foreign officials. What they suggest happened is far worse. Far worse. I'm talking way far worse. They believe that foreign, you know, agents mm-hmm. influence the election by actually influencing people.
Yeah.
Not tricking them.
And right. by utilizing the tools that are available to anyone anybody. And everyone that are using the platform today.
Yeah. I use them to promote comedy shows.
Right. right? I mean, that's how our president, beloved president, Barack Obama, won. Oh,
so I thought it was going to go a different direction.
Social media?
Mm. Yes. He admits that he had the most well-thought-out social media and digital campaign than any one of his, obviously, predecessors. And that is, granted, he was also very qualified. We were in, mm-hmm. he was endearing, all those things. But he used the algorithm, his team, to mm-hmm. get him into the election. And then Russia was like, here's an idea.
And then Trump did it way more. There's another documentary on Netflix that talks about Trump's campaign specifically mm-hmm. and how they targeted, like, if you lived in Kentucky.
Stage crew saying the hack?
The hack. Mm. The hack. Mm-hmm. If you lived in Kentucky and they wanted to push you, they'd say, hey, have you crossed over this bridge in Paducah? And you're like, yeah, dang. Yes, I have. Or our team's going to fix it. And you're like, what? Like, they were that meta mm-hmm. about it, right? Yeah. So you have Trump campaign, and they spent
money because they get that money.
And millions mm-hmm. and millions. But here's the thing that really freaked me out, and it made me realize, I know we all live in an echo chamber, but when they said that when you Google something like, is climate change real? Depending on where you live, you get a different answer.
Yeah.
Angela Kittimore Tanks of the actress. What is truth? Now, Wikipedia, they say, really just gives you, if I look up Angel, it's going to be Angel.
Yeah.
She's a woman, married, 4 kids, actress. Google and Facebook, they're just giving your the answer that they think you want to hear.
It's right.
The highest
which
bitter.
Just, yes. And yeah. the highest bidder can be 38 cents.
Bro.
Yeah.
But so when you do 38 cents times millions,
oh, that's yeah. a lot of money.
Man, I need that money. And so in the documentary part, the reenactment part, they showed that kid like basically how his mind was changed by social media. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is why it's hard. It feels like this year or the last 4 years, maybe even the last six to eight since Facebook. It's harder and harder to have conversations with people because everyone is more entrenched in their beliefs.
Yes.
Because that's all. It's just it's just enforced.
Yeah. There are certain things that were definitely eye-opening about the documentary, but there were also a lot of things that just reinforced what I was already believing. You know, I'm not, to be a social media influencer, I am not on social media that much. And a lot of it has to do with what I feel like I'm being fed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I've always said I don't like to feel like I'm being manipulated.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, I know they say they do it without a trace, but it feels like I can kind of feel it because I'm like, why am I seeing this? Like, what is this? Why? And especially because while I'm a person that wants to be politically active and wants to do the right things politically, when I start seeing things that I feel like really are talking to like policies that I'm thinking about, I'm like, why? What are you doing? And especially because they give me what they think I will sway to.
Yeah.
And I, like the woman with the green hair at the end, I try to make sure I'm seeing both sides of it. Because if I'm just being fed what I think I want to hear, I'm pretty sure somebody's eventually lying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody's eventually lying to me.
Absolutely.
And it used to just be the news. It used to just be the news manipulating us. Now it's the news plus advertisers.
Plus social media.
Well, yes. There's no regulation on that.
There's no regulation. And the fear is, like, to your point, it's not new.
Yeah.
Right? TV's been like that.
Mm-hmm.
CNN and Fox News have been like that for years.
Radio.
Right? But radio like that, too. But we didn't spend as much time watching those channels.
Right.
We watched a lot of TV for a long time. And now with social media, it's much more efficient with articles and banner ads. And then you feel like I'm seeking out information,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to go read this. Like, yeah. I might even follow some people from the other side of the thing. But the algorithm is like, but you don't really want to hear
you
them,
don't
do
really
you?
Want them.
And do we? We don't really want to be challenged as much as we want to be confirmed that we're right.
Mm-hmm.
That feels much better. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I interviewed the Donald Trump supporter, black girl.
Yeah, the black girl.
And she pointed to something that was really interesting. Remember that kid in D.C., that Catholic school had went to D.C., and they were the guy was banging the drum, and the Native American's face, and then the kids surrounded him, and it was like the show-off.
Uh-huh.
She said, so on my timeline, it's all this kid is wrong and disrespectful. Natives, we with y'all. And she was like, on her timeline, it's all these kids were doing nothing wrong, and these adults came and took advantage of these kids. And I was like, I didn't see that once.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I didn't see your thing once. And I said, what you talking
about? What you talking about?
And I didn't realize that is the machines doing. Because it's like, and now, like, it's funny because I have my notifications on Instagram, but only people I follow. So I'm playing FIFA like I'm unplugging. Do, 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 do. And then I see the little buzzer and I'm like,
I don't know.
Trying to get me to pick up my phone.
Yeah.
And I even realized how it works in my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like Instagram, if you watch my videos or your videos.
Right.
Or your videos. Josh, don't be posting.
I don't be uploading.
Yeah, he's but like, I'm just being honest.
If the algorithm says, oh, this person loves that chick Angel.
Mm-hmm.
If I serve them her videos 2 days from 2 days ago, they're more likely to watch.
Yeah.
And they're more likely to watch, then maybe they go to stories, and then they're more likely to see an ad. And that's why I was like, that's why the algorithm is showing my videos from 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who follow me want to watch them. And is it really me? Or is it the machines telling the people that they like me?
No, it's... And the thing is, as content creators, we play into this dilemma. We are cranking out content left and right to get people addicted to our content so that people are like, did y'all drop something? Did you drop something?
And keep doing that.
He's like, keep watching it. But it is perplexing that I don't know why we don't see it happening. Like, I do feel like there is a great divide. Like, they were showing the graph of how there's more of a split. And I hear it. I feel it. I remember I had this conversation. It was a tough conversation. I know my girlfriend was nervous about what was about to come out of my mouth. But she was saying how on CNN, when all the Republicans caught the coronavirus out in the Rose Garden, they were calling it the Rose Garden Massacre. And I was like, why would they use such terms. I was like, yes, a bunch of unintelligent people caught the coronavirus. Why would it be called the massacre? Why are they using this language? Why are they trying to incite this, like, sense of fear? And she was like, I mean, no, but it was a massacre. And I was like, see, they are trying to get you to stand so flat-footed in your beliefs as a liberal, and not to say that you don't have great beliefs, but that anything that anybody who's not liberal, if they do it, it's seemed as, if they do anything, it seemed as this terrible thing, when it actually might not be some terrible thing, but like, that's the way you're going to see it regardless. And she was like, are you trying to say you're voting for Trump? I'm like, no, that's not. But that's not what I'm saying. But everything is blown to that extent that it just rouses us up. It doesn't matter. We were talking about the whole good boys stand. Proud boys. Thank
stand
you.
By,
you, see,
stand by.
You hear what I said? The good old boys stand back and
good
stand
boys
by.
Stand.
You know, stand up, y'all. Then do your
stand
thing.
Stand by me.
Stand back and stand by. Right. And she was like, you see, that was a call. There was a call to action. I said, let me tell you something. These white boys that he's talking to have been standing by for a very long time. It wasn't just him. She was like, no, 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 no. I said, you've been in your bubble out here in California. In the middle of the world, they've been waiting.
Oh, my.
They've been
waiting. You from Kentucky. You know.
That's, I was like, honey, they've been waiting. They didn't just get on stands. They've been waiting. She's like, uh-uh. I was like, the big difference is that now, because of this divide, finally people who have been in their liberal bubble are seeing that, oh, racism has been existing. You now have to open your eyes. I was like, the racists have not changed. They have been very consistent throughout time. I'm like, it's the people who tried to say it doesn't exist, but I don't. But the way media is manipulating it, it's like all of a sudden these racists are getting guns, and they've had all the guns and they've had all the bullets this entire time.
They have been waiting. Now, the difference, I feel like, and to your point, I do agree they've already been standing by and standing back and standing by. The good boys stand up.
Yes, that's what it's called now. The good boys stand up. Uh-huh.
You probably haven't had a president in a while directly mention something like that, even though Biden was the one who actually said proud boys. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to say to that end. This may come out wrong, but I realize I was an Obama supporter the way Trump supporters are Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Like, I was turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
Now, in my defense, Obama had nearly no, I mean, tan suit was, you remember tan suit?
No, I don't even remember that.
Obama wore a tan suit on Easter.
Okay, when you said tan suit, that made that one word.
Oh.
I was like, who's tan suit? I don't know who tan suit is.
What's her name? Stand up, who's tan suit?
Who's tan suit?
I'm curious.
I was like, that's an
like
Asian man? That's what I thought, tan suit. So he done did something with the Asians, and then people were pissed off. I didn't know nothing about it. What'd the tan suit do? Who's his wife?
When Angela was 60 years old, there's no telling what she's going to be called. She ain't going to call you Joshua no more. Mm-mm. Jeremy, get over there.
He's been Jeremy in my head several times. He's been Jeffrey, because I got a Jeffrey, and then I'd be like, I call Jeffrey Josh, Jeffrey. Listen.
I know a Jeffrey. I met a Jeffrey in the parking lot.
Right. It's the same. Jeffrey is the boy that shoots my stuff. When I need to hire somebody to do stuff, it's Jeffrey. And if I need to hire other people, I can go to Fiverr. Fiverr is a way that
Angel.
We work together, the way we work together seemingly changed overnight. And there's one thing we've learned is having access to the right resources is essential for adapting our businesses. Fiverr's online marketplace connects businesses with freelancers offering hundreds of digital services, including graphic design, copywriting, web programming, film editing, and more. I have used Fiverr so much, especially during the pandemic, to design things, to freshen up logos and whatnot. So Fiverr is one of
my Kev on Stage Studios thing that we put in some of our pristine content from Fiverr.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
And they're so fast. I got the Angel Wings logo from Fiverr. Like, I am a huge fan, okay?
And they have professionals on there.
Yeah.
They got me like professional graphic designers, editors.
Absolutely.
All type of stuff. And, you know, as we grow and change, you can't do everything yourself.
No, I surely can't. I'm about to drop some merch and we're doing the getting the marketing together. We going to Fiverr to get it done. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So whether you're launching your first business, scaling your current business, or in need of extra support to complete a project, Fiverr's global, I am just tripping over all these words. Fiverr's global network of on-demand freelance talent is here to help.
Hey, Tom.
Angels all over the place. You'll know exactly what you're paying for up front. No negotiation needed. You will have access to freelancers who have worked with some of the most influential brands in the world. So check out Fiverr.com and receive 10% off your first order today by using our code SK.
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 Find all the digital services you need in one place at Fiverr.com. Code SK.
SK.
Again, that's Fiverr.com. Code SK.
SK.
That was top 10. Transitions.
Totally. I walked forgot into the screen door ads.
For the first time.
I was so entrenched in the conversation. I was like, oh, hired ya.
I was like, yeah, this dude Jeffrey gets it. Okay.
Somebody in Patreon said Kev should just be happy that the competition is over. It is. I don't even try anymore.
You don't.
I do Dear Kev, I just be like, here comes the ad. I say words. And people give me money. I say words. I am done. Promo code. I just can't do it. I be forgetting. I was just really talking, and you did that. And I was like.
What happened?
SK stands for stage crew.
Stage crew. Yeah, I was tripping all. I was dancing all over those words. I was like. Tan suit. Yes, manipulation. I don't see it as grim because documentaries like this make us aware. We still have the power to change our actions.
Yeah.
We still have the power to say, you know what? I'm going to unplug. I know it's hard and it will be like withdrawal, but like we have the power to do that. So that's the reason why I feel like, wow, yes, this, what do they call it, AI, artificial intelligence, is going to work harder and harder to keep us glued to all this stuff. We can still, I mean, that's the one thing about humans. We defy sometimes the odds. And I think we can do that in this way. I know with my kids, which sucks because I feel like we were doing good jobs, you know, as parents because my son was only allowed to get on his tablet on the weekends. He's not on any social media other than YouTube. YouTube is addictive. But now because of COVID, because he's not able to be around friends, we let him be on his iPad during the week. So that's the only thing that sucks is that I feel like the parameters we had set were like really strong to keep him from getting addicted too early.
Yeah.
But now he ain't got no friends. I'm like, yeah, I guess this is your only, I'm not going to play with you. So I kind of gotta give you this because what else is
you
there?
You ain't going to get no cars out and do this with little Marcus?
Absolutely. Zion and he don't even want to do it. No.
I'm not going to play with you.
No, I'm not.
Get on your little get iPad on
I'm over here editing and giving people boosters to their heroin addiction to Facebook.
You're
I got
drug
to do it.
Dealers, Angel.
Yeah. I was doing Facebook and Instagram lives every single day.
You still doing that?
No, I've been so busy. I haven't done much at all. I've just been
That's
so
okay.
Busy. It is. I feel bad though because it was something. It was like a thing that I had set up as you can count on this content every day. And now I'm like, y'all. It was in a meeting and Amar was yelling. I do not have the time to get on here.
Listen, if we're gonna sell drugs, I want to be Pablo.
What is it, Blue Magic?
Blue Magic's Frank Lucas.
But I want to actually.
No, that's Frank Lucas. Mm-hmm. No way. Is that Breaking Bad?
No, Frank Lucas. Blue Magic is Frank Lucas.
What did Breaking Bad people sell?
I didn't watch it.
Hold on. Oh my God.
I know not why.
On purpose?
No. No, it wasn't like, I'm not going to watch that.
Angel,
it was just like,
arguably top 10.
Top five.
It's TV
second
sitcoms.
To me after The Wire.
I can believe that.
You ain't seen The Wire, have you?
I told you I did one episode and I was like, this voice. But I could watch Breaking Bad.
I think you will enjoy, as an actress, I think you will enjoy Breaking Bad.
I think I will enjoy just because I want to sell real drugs.
Story arc alone, though, in the character development, it's top tier.
Yeah, I believe it. I want.
It is a five season arc of Walter White going from a lowly chemistry teacher with cancer to ultimate drug lord.
Yeah.
And now, no, the thing I like the most about Breaking Bad is there's no wasted motion. What are your favorite TV dramas?
Oh, I don't know, Kevin. That's a question that I don't know the answer to. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, okay, I feel like anything that I loved is gone now.
Well, it has to be current.
I know, but then I have to go back in my mind and remember when I was like, oh, yes, I love this. I can't even.
I can rattle off so many for
you. Give, say and I'll
the
tell you.
The Wire.
Okay, yeah.
Breaking Bad. The Sopranos.
The Office.
That ain't no drama. Boardwalk Empire seasons 1 and 2.
Didn't watch that either.
Game of Thrones 1 through 5 were
yeah,
really
Game
great.
Of Thrones I did like you said 1 through 5.
It fell off once they ran out of George R. R. stuff. They was like, we don't know how to do this as well.
Oh my God, there was an analogy of like a well drawn horse. Yes, that was like, this is so true.
It was so good early, and the way it ended, I haven't forgiven them.
Oh, because it was trash.
I watched that show prior to me moving to L.A., and I loved it. And by the way it ended, I was like, I don't even want people to know I liked you.
It was they treated Jon Snow like the average black, the average black woman. She saves the world, and then they send her off to some wall by herself. I was like, John, this is the plight of the black woman, honey.
They built up the dog. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. They built up the doggone Jon Snow is Targaryen boy for it to mean absolutely nothing.
Not
in the
a
end.
Thing.
It was like half of an episode. Like, what? Who's your dad? That is crazy. Anyway, dragons, White Walkers. And I was like, what are you building up for? No. And George Martin was like, write another book when I'm already this much more richer?
Right.
Also, no, though.
Not at all. I'm not doing it.
It worked against their favor. But anyway.
I feel like a show that lost potential.
Ooh, Dexter 2 was good.
Was Westworld. That first season was flawless.
Yeah, we couldn't stay into the second season.
I checked out.
I was just like, where are we going with this?
I didn't even care that the third one was coming out.
I didn't. I was like, oh, cool. The robots are outside.
Yeah, Westworld was very interesting. That one was eerie with all the
the turns in the first one.
So good.
Yeah.
And that's your boy.
Hey, listen,
that's your boy doing his good.
Jeffrey, you in your bag.
Jeffrey, Josh, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, all of them.
What if you're in a room with Jeffrey Wright, Josh, and your Jeffrey?
Everybody's Jay. How you doing, Jay? How you doing, baby? Ah, so good to see you. I do like Handmaid's Tale, even though
I had to stop that.
That was
this
crazy.
Is the only thing about Handmaid's Tale. Nothing against white women. But why is this white woman thinking she's about to save the world? She gets away with everything. And then they keep zooming in on her face, which is a very interesting face, is the way I'll put it. And they just
go on, get me some water.
It's a strong face, and they're always so tight in on it. So weird, like right here, right up in here. And I'm like, what is happening? And when what world is this the face we want to be tight in on? It'd be frustrating.
She's a great actress, though.
She's an amazing actress, but I don't know why she's the Messiah. I don't understand why she's the Messiah in this movie.
She's white.
There's other white women that make more sense to me, but they're like, she gets away with anything. She's like, I'm going to fight with the security guard. They should have blown your head off. That's what they do. Why are you still alive? So anyways.
She was good
like
in
it.
Mad Men, too.
I didn't watch that.
She was good in, not Get Out. His second Get Out. Lupita.
Cut him up. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Edward Scissor something. The Lakita Chainsaw
ain't
Massacre.
Ain't there scissors
girl
on there?
Said, cut them up.
Ain't there scissors?
There are. That's why it was so funny. Because when you said, I was like, oh, no, I do get that. That was literally part of the whole marketing thing.
I'm not mad.
Ozark is great.
Ozark is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bateman is playing the same role in a comedy or a drama.
And I love
that
it.
That he's directing.
The only thing I like about Ozark, it is so blue.
It is.
I love the color.
The DP was like blue.
They shoot it in a freezer. Like, y'all are outside.
I love
Ozark. Ozark is great.
Ozark.
And the cliffhanger at the end of this season?
Ooh. Ozark is one of my favorite pilots of the last 10 years. That first episode, I was like,
so much.
Listen.
I
was shocked and laughed so many times in that season opener, especially when the boyfriend, the wife's boyfriend, his untimely.
Oh, I literally yelped.
I yelped. And then his response, he said, "Nothing gave me more pleasure than hearing your boyfriend's flesh slap the pavement." I hollered.
Could you imagine, though, Marcus cheating on you? You pulling up on him. And the thought falls out of the sky and your little hoe done fell to her death.
Oh, she's sheepy now. She's so sheepy.
I would be in heaven.
Yeah.
Let Melissa cheat on me with a fine man. All his muscles did not save him life. Him dead.
He should do push-ups. More push-ups.
He should have did more. He should have pushed the ground. Now he dead it. Look at me. Bad body. I'm alive. You should cheat with bad body, guys. Your little boyfriend is just, he's just Hillary. Will you marry? That's your boyfriend. He is a fly on the winch. Oh, you know how petty you would be if they killed your side chick, side man.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, there is a God. That's where I went with it. There is a God. And he's the one who tossed you down here.
He sits high and tosses low. Yeah, today, bro. See, God was already working on my behalf. You was out there sinning. I know we were sinning selling drugs, but you was also cheating on me.
You were cheating.
But guess what? He couldn't cheat death. Come on.
Come on. Yeah, that thing had me cracking up. But yes, Ozark is one of my favorites.
Show. I like This Is Us too. Somebody on Patreon said This Is Us.
I do not watch it.
You don't watch? Mm-hmm. Never tried? I fell off. I was like, I'm not crying
anymore. I had auditioned too many times for that show, okay? And I said, I'm not doing it no more. I'm not watching this.
You take it out on the shows if they don't book you?
Well, listen, especially, here's a little tea. One of the writers had actually kind of created a role based off of me. Yes.
Say more things.
Yes. I mean, to the point that when she was, because the way they pitch characters in the room when they mm-hmm. introduce a character that might have somewhat of an arc in there. And so literally she used my headshot to kind of like, when I say based off of me, right?
Really?
So I was like, well, then I'm about to come in here and murder this audition. And there's the thing that a lot of people don't know about auditions is that the casting directors, who are kind of like the gatekeepers, when they do a breakdown, it's their interpretation of who the character is, mm-hmm. right? It might not be the producer's interpretation. Mm-hmm. It might not be the writer's interpretation. It's their interpretation based off of them reading the script. So I go in there and I do my thing, and he's like, oh, let's soften her up. I think she's this way. So I soften her up. Now, granted, I came in as myself. But I softened myself up. And then when I didn't get a callback, I was like, purse. And because I had already inside information, they were like, yeah, Angel's character, she was great, but the character was too soft. And I was like, I said, now listen, here, I was told that. I was told to make it softer. So I told my people, call them, tell them to bring me back.
Did you really?
Yes. So I went back. And I murdered it.
Harder this time?
Huh?
She wasn't as soft?
I went with the way that I
wanted. Your original
tape? Yes. And I was like, yes, what I'm talking about. And then, what's his name? Sterling? What's the actor? Black dude? The black dude.
Sterling K.
Brown. They just...
What's his name? Pound Sterling?
What's his name? They...
Sterling Silver.
Not Donald.
Mm-mm. They hired his wife.
Oh.
Now, mind you, she's a dope actress, so it's not like she wasn't going to murder the role, too. But it was just like, how many things do I need in my favor?
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you right now, Angel.
What? Tell me what.
This is why I build my own stuff. Mm. Don't you? Listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, okay? Here's what I'm going to do. The same thing Hollywood does, but for my people. Oh, you thought you was going to get something? You auditioned Angel. I'm going to give it to Angel
and
Quinn Walters
and
Richie Loco. I'm going to do it for digital creators because I promise you, I don't audition. I'm just not built for that work. I'm not.
You said that's not my personality.
You got to close off your mind. And I'm like, why am I playing y'all game when I have my own game?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
This is a separate league.
It's a separate. You can have it.
Yeah.
I don't have to win a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony. What's the fourth one?
The Emmy. The EGOT. Tony, you don't need that.
I want to win, and my stuff is up, and my people can watch it.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, wait a minute, real quick. Let me just clarify, because I want you to go on. Not the person that plays his wife on the show. His literal wife in real life.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Played the role that is like a character in the flashback, but go on ahead. Mm-hmm.
Do you got beef with her now?
No, I think Ryan is amazing.
No, she's great. But this is the thing about networks that I realized, especially when I directed a pilot, you have only a little say-so, even as the director.
Yes.
The person who owns it, they decide everything. Jamie Lee Curtis said this one time. She was like, I auditioned for, not Scream, but Psycho. She was like, there were people better than me, but my mom and dad were in the industry. So that little bit of bump of the Variety article, the Deadline article saying this person's daughter, it's more than... You're a nobody.
Gwyneth Paltrow started in this business playing Wendy in Peter Pan because Steven Spielberg was her godfather. He said, I got something fun you want to do. That was her first role.
And look at her staple in Marvel.
Staple. Look. She was in movies in Marvel she didn't even realize. She was in Spider-Man Homecoming, and they shot so many Marvel movies at the same time. She was talking to RDJ and Tom Holland, and they're like, oh, man, you were great in Spider-Man. She was like, I ain't shooting no Spider-Man. They were like, you absolutely did. They're like, no. They had to show her the end of Spider-Man Homecoming. She didn't even know she was in, and she got paid for it, Joshua. This didn't even know.
This is how much money she's making. How did that check get lost in other checks of Marvel checks coming in?
Because she's selling vagina candles, too.
She's selling Gucci candles.
Is she really?
Candles?
Yes. Why? Yes. Her company sold...
Gucci. What is it called? Goop. Goop is what it's called.
She sold $75 vagina candles.
$75?
Yes.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. I love my mother, but I wish that she had connections. I wish she had connections to make life easier. Like, what do you, other than your tenacity and your entrepreneurship, you've been building this from the ground up. It wasn't like something your mother was able to hand to you. Like, I just wish that for me. I wish that I had somebody to give me something, but I will be giving my kids something via Policy Genius. Shopping for life insurance can seem like a daunting task, but Policy Genius makes it easy. They combine a cutting-edge insurance marketplace with the help of licensed experts to save you time and money. Kevin, I feel as though we have to be responsible, right? As parents.
For our children.
For our children. Like, we can't all be Steven Spielberg and give our godchildren like roles in big movies.
No, and we ain't in regular industries.
We not.
Where we can just, you know, have our life insurance tied with our work.
Oh my God.
We gotta go out of our way to make sure that we're good.
Out of our way. Okay. And Policy Genius, what they'll do is they'll compare policies starting as little as $1 a day, and you might even be eligible to skip the in-person medical exam. So once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. And the best part is that they work for you. It's not the insurance company, because these insurance companies will tell you some crap just to get the most money.
I used to sell insurance. Trust me, I know.
You're like, and I'd
say doing that.
Okay.
We was lying.
We's lying. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they'll take care of it. So if you need life insurance, which you do, head to policygenius.com right now and get started. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
It's nice to get it right.
Get it right.
Now, back on the topic of social media, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend unfortunately lost a baby last week.
Yes.
Sometime. And she put a picture up of her in the hospital and a long, heartfelt post, right? I was actually with Melissa and Mel at the time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think, because she had been tweeting about her journey and stuff, right? So I have a little bit more knowledge about infertility and stuff now because of the Love Hour. We talked a lot about it, but I hadn't known much prior to that.
Yeah.
After she did that, there was a big debate about the use of social media for moments like that. And a former sports voice who I just don't like, I just won't even say his name. He's like Tommy Loren, but for black people. He got out on the Twitter and was like, oh, you're having the worst moment of your life and you decide to have a photo shoot. So that created an uproar in society. Most people prior to that were like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is terrible. I feel for you. A lot of women, you know, agreeing. And another person who wasn't famous was like, you think you're going at her, right, this to this guy. But really, you're just hurting all the other women who've dealt with something like this that you don't know about because they haven't talked about it publicly, which is what I agree with. And from the Love Hour, I realized it's a lot more prevalent.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's a lot more prevalent than I realized. I only know about the people in my family, right? But it's not something people readily talk about.
They don't talk about it.
You know what
I
mean? Like outside of their, you know, husband or immediate family.
Right.
So I'm curious, as a mother, your thoughts on sharing that moment on social media if you are her, or would you do anything like that?
You know what? It's on a case-by-case thing. Christy Teigen doesn't need the publicity, right? You know what I'm saying? She's not... I would not necessarily consider her like a media-hungry like person because she already has a lot of publicity and she's like this funny personality. So seeing her moments after a miscarriage is not like on brand for her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And there are people who definitely, we've talked about clickbait, that definitely love to show their terrible moments because they know people will watch and want to be a part of it. That does not seem to be, in from my point of view, her personality. But I will say, being a mom influencer, it is imperative that those of us that have influence in the mom sphere not only share the what looks to be like perfect moments, but share the darker moments, because it really be having women out here confused on why they are the only ones experiencing bad stuff. Yeah. Not to say that you have to share in the moment. Like, I don't know if I would have ever be willing to share that in the moment, like
real
emotion.
Tears.
Yeah. Right. Like, and that's up to, I feel like that's, like I said, case to case, that's a personal choice. But I do feel like people don't realize how much power there is in the transparency of, I'm going through this. You are not, if you're going through this, you're not the only one.
That's a fantastic point that I hadn't thought of. A lot of times celebrities have that, you know, you are not alone factor. You know what I mean? And the average person, you know, even people in my family, or close to people, with people who were on the Love Hour, they were like, I would, and you know, they were like, I know this happens to other people, but nobody talks about it. So it never feels like it's happening to other people.
Yeah.
And especially if it happens to you more than once.
Right. And I have several friends that I have I've never experienced that type of loss. And I'm grateful to the Lord, but I have had several friends that have had multiple miscarriages, multiple things that have happened to them, infertility. Even when we've talked about this on me and my husband's podcast, is this going to cause an argument? The traumatic birthing situation that I had after the twins, I did not know a lot of that was happening because of the neglect of the hospital until I shared it. And then I kept hearing stories around it that were similar. And I was like, oh, so it wasn't just my situation.
Yeah.
This is a national problem.
Yeah.
So unless people share, we don't know that. But I think because we're in a time where people sometimes overshare and people try to get likes, clicks, sympathy off of things that you're just like, why are you always trying to get folk to focus on you? It is sometimes hard to figure out what's genuine and what is like, I'm sharing this moment with you because it's real, not because I feel as though I need you all to be in my business, but maybe some positive change can happen because of me sharing this.
You know what? That's a, I just want to say this again. That's an amazing, amazing point that I did not think of. I feel like the other part to your point is it's your personal social media. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I feel like, so because Chrissy Teigen's so public and people are always going to be, like, they already were aware of, she's, like, been open. She had her boobs taken out, or breast implants taken out. And that's how she found out she was pregnant, or apparently something like that. So if you're following her story, this is going to come out eventually, right? Now, how that person does that is their right. I think a lot of times on social media, we forget that we don't have to like
everything. What other people
do. Yeah. We don't have to. Like, we spend a lot of time focusing on, and me too. Like, I wasn't going to talk about it, but we're on the same subject. A homegirl of mine sent me random Facebook fans who were like, she was like, am I the only one who doesn't think Kev on Stage is funny? And then black woman from my hometown, mm-hmm. from where I used to live. I was like, girl, I couldn't see you at the grocery store. You could have pulled up on me, but I also don't know you. Mm-hmm. And then other black people was like, I ain't never, girl, me neither. Another black, he ain't never moved me a muscle, and I don't like it, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, first I was like, how can I be petty? Mm-hmm. I went and searched for the post. Of course I did. And then I realized back to that Social Dilemma documentary was talking about how much we want to be liked by our group of people. Mm-hmm. And one thing the Patreon has been jumping on me about is anytime I want to focus on negative energy, focus on positive mm-hmm. energy. And then I thought about something. I want to be a household name, right? But being a household name doesn't mean everybody's house likes you. Right? Yeah. Beyonce's a household name. Lots of people do not like her and are very vocal. Denzel Washington, household name. Some people think he's an overrated actor.
That's true.
Some people, crazy people. That feels like he's overrated.
That's crazy. Nobody.
Denzel Washington.
It was probably one of them Jeffries.
It had to be. Mm-hmm. Had to be a Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, I have to accept that. Like, just like the NFL quarterback, you're going to get all the blame if you lose, and all the credit if you win, and you need a certain amount of thick skin to do it. But no one prepares you for that much, that amount of eyeballs. Uh-huh. Like, I just wanted to make enough, get enough followers so I could do my plays. That was my initial goal. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I could make a living off of this. I didn't factor in, people are going to vocally be like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even do nothing to you.
Yeah.
You know, so that part is, I don't think it will ever get easier. And people be like, how come celebrities don't, how come they get it? Like, we're just people. Mm-hmm. And Cardi B is just a person. Mm-hmm. She's not, no
That's
one trains you to.
Dollar of a spit.
That's a lot. What's wild, calling back to that.
It was huge.
Calling back to the social dilemma, Kev, part of that point that you were bringing up is that humans weren't created to deal with hundreds of opinions on your decision making or whatever, let alone thousands, let alone hundreds of thousands, let alone millions.
Yes. Yeah.
Joshua. So, like, to be able to try and learn how to process that, like, we're not built for that.
Yeah.
No, we're not. And I often wish, like, people disagree with a lot of stuff I do, and you, and even you, right? I often wish, I want you to be in my position for just a little bit and have all the stuff you do, have 100,000 people nitpicking what you do and see if you would like it. You know what I mean? Like, it's impossible to please even 10 people.
Yeah.
I have 4 million across platforms.
Hey.
And that's just the people that follow me. Not the people who are aware of me.
Yeah.
Not the people who heard of me, don't like me. Not the people who blocked me. That's just the people who follow.
Follow you.
What is
that's
this?
That's the 4 million. That follow Kev, that's what they doing. They like, Kev. No, I get it. Listen, this is the thing. What people think about me ain't my business. I have to keep telling myself. Because I was about to go in on this poor child. Because I can actually deal with people not liking me. I don't care. I don't care. Because it ain't none of my business. Talk about me if you won't. I can just, especially under a post, I'll just delete it. Be like,
oh great.
I'll be like, you can keep that. You can put that on. Create a post about me and go ahead.
Because I won't see that one.
Then I won't even, I'll be like, that's your business. But somebody was upset with Marcus about how he be talking cash crazy about folk when we do Married at First Sight. Now, Marcus is a talk cash crazy about folk in every way. Like, this is not just for Married at First Sight. In real life, Marcus will talk cash crazy about someone to their face. And the person was like, you know, these are real people. And I'm thinking, I hope they don't come over here to watch this. Like, why would they do that to themselves? Right. Why would anybody on these shows that it's a review, unless it's going to change them, why would they ever want to read and hear the opinion from strangers?
Yes.
And that is what I have to tell myself. Like, if you are a stranger to me, why do I need your opinion?
And that's why,
good or bad,
I agree everything you said. I don't seek that stuff out nearly as much as I do. I don't search my name on social media because, like, I get it. On my posts, I control that. That's one thing I don't like about Twitter. I'll be like, I wish I could delete your tweets.
Right.
Because on Instagram and Facebook, I don't like it. Oh, especially when somebody goes
in
a paragraph. You typed all that.
Get out of here.
And the swipe away, it feels so good to just watch it turn red.
Yes, yes.
You deleted my comment, and then I delete that
one. Yeah, we could do
all you're doing is deleting comments?
Yes.
Because it's my social media. I'm going to pay
somebody to delete you. That's what I'm doing.
So on that same note, because I also do it, so I got to dish it out and I got to take it. Ah, Jhené Aiko, Josh's favorite singer of all time.
All times.
Tiny Desk popped up. I said, here's my chance.
We're a big fan of Tiny Desk here on the
Big
here's the thing.
Fan. And Jhené Aiko, I owe you an apology. I said, oh, she got a Tiny Desk. It premiered the day before. Because every time I shave my head, I watch a new Tiny Desk and an old Tiny Desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, Jhené Aiko got one. Next time I shave, I'm going to check it out. She's going to change my mind. And you know what, Angel and Josh? I can be 100% honest. I turned that Tiny Desk on, and I was like, wow, this is exactly why I don't like your music. It was 18 minutes of the finest massage lobby waiting room. I'm in a robe drinking lemongrass infused water.
You know what? I'm
waiting
I'm so happy
for
she blocked
my
you.
Turn.
She don't need
she
to.
She should have blocked me.
She don't need to see this.
I'm her to her what that person was to me.
Yeah.
I gave her a shot and I said, woo!
No.
I am sleepy.
No.
It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, I was feeling great. Finna go lift. Turn that on. I was like, you know what? I am tired.
Yes.
And what the top comment on there say, Angel?
It sounds like her voice is getting stronger.
Woo!
I said, did it come out of the NICU? Like, why is it so? Because that thing was still on the weaker side. It's still.
She had the nerve to have the boom.
She had the sound. That is the perfect description of her voice. She's a sound bath
That's
voice.
That's her whole thing, guys.
She doesn't even need consonants in her songs. She doesn't need consonants. She could be all vowels, and it would work out fine. That's it. It's so tender. That's what her voice is. It's a tender voice.
Her voice is chamomile tea.
I want to breastfeed her voice. That's what it is. I
chamomile tea with a little almond milk and some honey.
Come on, drink it up.
You
want to
breastfeed Jhené Aiko's voice?
I want to breastfeed it. Get it strong. Get it strapped and get its immune system up. That voice sound like it'll catch the flu and die. It'll get that pneumonia.
Get on here and latch on. I need you to
latch.
So get on here and latch.
Latch on this. Come on. And burp you in between. Get you back in there. Get that. Yeah, that's what. It's pretty. Don't get me wrong.
It is a beautiful voice.
Pretty.
It is
all
so
get out.
Pretty.
But there is just. It's just not what I.
It is.
It's not what I want to listen to.
It's like, hey, you want a cup of tea? And I'm like, that's not my cup of tea.
It's not.
Is this your cup of tea? I don't even.
I think Josh, this is yours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, this got my name on it. I'll take it.
But here's the thing that I love about this, right?
What?
The comments of her Tiny Desk, and this is important, right? Because it goes back to me. Her fans
love it. Yes.
Your music has got me through. She is writing lyrics. Like her songs have lyrics, but because it is so soft. I don't know when I saw you and you left me, came into my house, and I saw the chicken on the road. Oh, why did it cross the road? And the postmates was late. It went down to the wrong address, and my biscuits had too much gravy. I was like, whew.
You were like, I can't.
I felt like somebody, you remember when the babies were crying and you swaddled them up? And they're like, man, you know what? I am tired.
I don't told you, make you go to sleep music.
I took my socks off. Listen, like, what you doing? I was like, you know, I've been listening a little bit to Janae. I am. But as long as she finds her tribe.
Right.
That's all that you can do. You know, exactly. She makes her music. She's featured. She didn't do no features either. That was the thing. Now, apparently, Josh was telling us her features be great. But then on her be like.
It'd be on something.
And it was 18 minutes. I didn't know she changed song. And that girl said, hold on. What is that thing called?
The sound bath? She was like, ding.
This is her music. I said, oh, man. I'm cold.
I don't know the difference between her voice and those. That could be her.
It's a blanket.
It is a warm, it's a fresh fleece, out it's of a the dryer.
Blanket.
Fleece blanket.
With one side that's got like the extra fuzzies.
Oh, is it snow falling outside? Bless your heart. Daughter, I love it for you. That is probably my last time. I gave her the fairest of shots. Mm-hmm. And I bumped into her, literally bumped into her at YouTube Black. Like, she was performing and she bumped my arm.
She did it on purpose. She was shoulder checking you. We were like, I heard you talking about me.
What if she was?
That would be hilarious.
She's from LA, man. She, you know.
Yeah, she probably was gonna bust one of them glass vases upside your head.
She probably put a little hex on your ear that time, man.
Now, why I talk cash crazy about her here on this show is because it's my job. But in real life, I would not go underneath her video and be like, with your trash, lazy voice. I would never do that.
That's the difference, right? I feel like sometimes it's okay to be like, I don't like this creator. Mm-hmm. And then going out of your way to do it, but then also hypocritical because I don't like The Weeknd. And one day I was just like, who's an artist you guys don't like? For me, it's The Weeknd. I just.
Well, this is the thing. And it is hypocritical. And I could be wrong for being like, no, when we do it, it's okay. What I mean by it is, though, it is our job to give opinions on things like that. Is I literally could not be the host of this show if I was always like, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, you wouldn't.
As a host, that is your job. That's the reason why I actually am good at hosting, is because I will come up with an opinion, even if I didn't have one the moment before the show started.
Yeah.
I will have a yes or no. And because of that, yes, we are freely giving our opinions on things when we do our Married at First Sight reviews, but it's not a real life type of thing. It's not like I'm walking around every day giving an opinion. When I talk about these females' voices, I'm not thinking about them on a day-to-day basis.
When you live here, you got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do. So while it is hypocritical because we're like, why are people like writing underneath people's content about what they don't like? It's hypocritical that we're doing it at our job, but that's the only reason why I'm doing it is because
it's a pop culture podcast.
That is what I have to do. That's what I'm paid to do. The Real, them women, or any of those talk shows. Oh, I didn't tell them about The Real. We should.
I never asked.
I didn't know what happened. We should talk about that.
I
you think
to.
So?
Yes. Yes. Angel, tell us all of the tea.
You want to save it for the bonus?
Save for a bonus?
I don't know.
Is it tea or is
it up to you? I think I can.
I mean, what does the people think? That I should share it now or share it later? I don't know. What do you think, Kev?
Depends on how good the story is. If you think it could have implications.
No, like you already know that they didn't know what I had did. You knew already. Mm-hmm. So, no, does it have implications, though?
In your future?
I don't believe so.
I give it to the people.
I want
to
give you all give the gifts.
The Patreon gets everything. Let the non-Patreon people get a little taste of what we do on the bonus episode.
So I want to give you all a little gift, and it's called Paint Your Life. If you're looking for a special gift for someone this holiday season, something truly unique and personal, we've got a great idea for you. At paintyourlife.com, you can have an original painting by a world-class artist done by hand from any photo at an affordable price. Kevin, you have to be able to see because
I'm blind. I couldn't see that transition coming. Maybe when my blindness wears away, I can see my beautiful painting.
I feel like only celebrities ever get to be painted. And so, like, we got Will Smith up here and stuff. But
right here, Big Willie style.
Sometimes regular folk want a good painting.
Everybody
of
deserves a good painting, Angel.
Right? So this is what you can get with Paint Your Life. You choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. You can order a custom-made, hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. Quick and it's a quick and easy process. Get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Makes the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? At PaintYourLife.com, there is no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And right now, as a limited-time offer, get 20% off your painting.
Wow, 20?
That's right. 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word RR
R-R.
To 64,000. That's RR
R-R.
To 64,000. Text RR
R-R.
To 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. So
that's your 3 for 3 today, Angel.
Thank you. I be working. You know what
I'm
saying?
So do you really have a story, or was that all for the transition?
Yeah, I was
going to
tell them. So, you guys, I was tapped, boop, 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 to audition for The Real. After Tamara, I forgot how to say her last name.
Mowry.
Thank you. I was about to give her Adrian Bylon's married last name. After she left the show,
Tamara Houghton's?
Yeah, I was about to tear it all
where
up.
Where does your mind even... Tell
crisscross applesauce. That's what my mind did. It just... my agent was like, I want you to meet with... You're going to be meeting with the higher-ups of the company that is overall unscripted for Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a meeting with the higher-ups. And I did it. I did it right here at this desk. Talked to them. It went great. I knew that they had wanted a mother, and I was like, yo. So, like, in my head, I knew, like, okay, if it comes to moms, like, the people who would fit the bill more than me would have been a Tatiana Lee, would have mm-hmm. been a Keisha Knight Polian, would have been a Pullman? What is it? Did I say it wrong? Did I say
First
my sorrows now?
Tatiana Ali.
What'd I say?
Tatiana Lee.
Tatiana Ali.
Okay, Keisha Knight Pullium.
Pullium. I said Pullium. I'm sorry, Soul Roar. Keisha Knight Pulliam. Mm-hmm. This is why I didn't get the job. They said that woman can't say nobody's names. And Kyla Pratt. Those were the three people in my head that I was like, now they definitely all got to say no or be busy for this to be this to be the opportunity for me.
Right.
But when I tell you, when they said Garcet, I was like,
Garcet Bouvant Nalon?
She's the new host.
The woman who played Fancy?
Yes, you didn't know that? She's the new host of The Real.
I didn't check. When you didn't get it, I was like, I don't care who it is. And I'll never watch the show again. And I never watched it before.
Fancy was who they...
Garcelle?
Yes. I didn't know you didn't know that.
No, I told you. I didn't. When you didn't say nothing, I was like, curse you, The Real.
I knew before they announced her that I wasn't getting it. They were like, it's like I didn't make the shortlist. I made it to the executive producers of The Real. Like after the company that's over all of the unscripted, they were like, we love you. We're passing you to the executive producer.
Yeah.
Of The Real. So I was like, okay, well, at least now I'm on their radar. But then I didn't make it to their shortlist. So I was expecting one of those three women. And I wasn't wrong. I do believe at least two of the women I named were
busy.
Were on the shortlist. No, I think any of them.
She got it over them?
Yes, it wasn't that those people turned it down. Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. Mm-mm.
Nothing against Garcet. Is it pronounced Garcet?
Yeah.
She's Haitian. It might be French.
Yeah.
Garcet.
We're going to say Garcet for now.
She's not Nylon. She must have got divorced. Used to be Garcet Bouvoy.
Oh, look! Listen, you were right here with me. You're right here with me.
Take your time,
Kevin. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a French name, though. Is that why?
It's okay. Listen, I'm not going to use an excuse. I just be jacking up people's name. But I definitely thought they were going to go with somebody who used to be a child actor who is now a mother, because that fits Tamara. Yeah. So that's what I figured. And I was like, if they're busy, I can do it. But I don't think anyone saw.
Listen, this is why another reason. Like, when you told me about that, I was like, man, Angel is out of here. I really thought you could bring easily what Lonnie Love brings to the show. Mm-hmm. You're opinionated. You're funny. I thought you were going to bring a great dynamic. And I wasn't even tripping. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is great for Angel. Right, like, right. I was like, would you still do the podcast or no?
I was like, no, yeah, I'll do the podcast. I was like,
but even if you couldn't, like, the thing about me, if you blew up and did the reel and you became a household name, I'd be like, but I know Angel.
We
it would still been fun. You know what I mean? So I'm never tripping off of that. Wow. That's, I thought you knew
it was Garcelle. Yep.
I don't know what, does she bring, have you watched any? Does she bring anything to the table as far as?
That'll be bonus.
The first episode that Angel would have watched would have been her first episode.
I've been like, look at me. Now, I've been on the show. Like, I've done, like, little segments for them before. So it wasn't like I was completely, like, unknown to the show. But the audience of The Real skews a little younger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, the audience of The Real, even though the ladies are all near my age, their audience is younger than they are. So that's the reason why Garcelle was such a...
Odd choice.
Because she's
53.
Because she's the oldest.
She's 53.
So it's not like she would be a perfect addition to the talk, in my opinion.
The talk is...
With Cheryl Underwood, with the chick from Roseanne.
Wait, why do you keep asking her names?
He does this on purpose, but you know...
I really didn't know. No, I didn't know who the talk was.
Eve is on there as well now.
The rapper?
Yes.
Pitbull in a skirt?
Yes.
You know I love me some Eve.
Do you love...
Rough Riders when I was in 10th grade?
She was fun.
Kim Josh. He was doing this.
they're all doing that, man.
He's like, they are.
I didn't know Eve was working. I know she got married that billionaire, and she has that working.
So now she just over there talking.
And there's the view, the real, view. The talk, the chew.
It's all of us. So for me, in my opinion, she seemed more suitable for those other shows because The Real is for the younger.
Well, somebody on Patreon said this might be true. Do you think they're trying to age up the audience a little bit?
I think they are just using the cachet that she has from being on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She was on that? I didn't even know that.
She's
was
on there currently. And because that is more attractive to advertisers.
Currency.
All goes back. Listen. Yeah. Hollywood is turning me into what I'm becoming. Mm-hmm. Because over at Kev On Stage Studios, they're going to be like, if Angel's there, I don't have a chance. She's going to get every first row. I only can get what Angel turns down. Angel's going to get first pick. And what she don't get, Tony into here. After they've chosen, the rest is up to the rest of the world.
But that means that I will then start creating and producing my own stuff, and I'll be able to hire.
And that's why, like, here's the thing about the industry. There's so much more that goes into it than talent. Mm-hmm. If talent was the case, you know, that's easy.
Yeah.
But you've got advertisers, you got executive producers, that's one thing I learned at All Def, man. Mm-hmm. I was over there thinking we were just doing stuff based on good, bad, make the best show. There was Game of Thrones stuff happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Using the content and talent and relationships to people posturing for their positions. And I was like, that's why there's way more to this than
absolutely
just making stuff. So, and you know, it's really frustrating, but at the same time, it's a stark and it's an often reminder that I can do my own thing. I was on Comedy Hype yesterday and they were like, they asked me if I would take a role as a man wearing a dress. And I was like, no. He was like, what if it was a big movie? And I was like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And at this time, I don't have to.
Like,
do whatever you want to do. That's, you know, that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the ability and, you know, and it's my dream to make my own stuff. So I don't have to do that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still frustrating when you're like, bro, Angel would have killed that. Because this was after was Amanda Seals on this one or a different one?
She was on The Real, but she had already left.
She left before Tamara.
Yeah, she had left. She'd been gone for a couple of months before Tamara retired from off of the show. And so I was like, heck yeah, I put together a nice little reel for them. It was like R-E-E-L.
This the one
reel.
You were going to be able to shoot in your house, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they're not back in the studio yet. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, blessings to Garcelle.
This is not
shade to her. It's definitely not the choice that I would have put in my head. But I also am not that big of a fan of the show to be able to just give like the most educated point of view. Mm. But from enough of what I've seen, I don't understand that choice from the aesthetic that the show has already set up.
How do you keep your wits about you when this stuff has happened to you more and more? And how you not get frustrated? Because I'd be like...
It's all about expectation. It's all about what I expect and what I feel like I deserve. And as you so clearly put in a video once, we deserve nothing.
You deserve nothing.
We deserve nothing. So while I'm like, okay, this would be a great opportunity, even though this is not like, it's my dream job in the sense that I get to be this opinionated person that I naturally can be. I get to be funny. I get to work from home and just be dressed real cute and have my makeup done. It's still not the end all for me. Like, if this does not happen, that does not mean that I still don't get to do things that I love to do. So by not, I tried to keep those separate. Like, this, yeah, this would be great. But if this doesn't happen, I still need to be doing the things that I love to do with or without it. So that helps me. I have a very thick skin as well, though. That's the reason why I can do content creation and have people say stuff about my kids and my husband and not pop off all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I tell people that be like, I want to be an actor or I want to start content creation. It's just like, well, first of all, how's your mental health? Because if that ain't together, if that ain't together, you are going to be out here hurting. Like, do you love the Lord? Do you know who you are in Christ? Because if that ain't strong, honey, you going to fall for everything. So that's how, and I don't know if it's just not my personality to be too riled up about it. I just be like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do, Angel?
Exactly. All of the anger and all the upsetness in the world more than likely won't change the situation in my favor anyways. And it could be in my favor that I'm not, on the show. I mean, that check. Oh, my God. Hmm.
Did you even get to know what it was like? Or did you just know because it was on network television?
I just know based off of the base salary. That's weekly, stuff like that. Right? You can get paid weekly, depends on how you have it set up. I would have definitely been going to corp to corp. I'd been like, let me just go ahead. Don't corp even pay
corp?
Corp to corp.
Oh,
sorry. I've been like,
you said it. I just didn't hear it.
Listen, that's tan suit. I get it. I've been like, well, let me get my stuff, my paperwork filed, because this is something special getting ready to happen, But I'm still blessed, I'm so not upset, we're just getting started,
Angel.
I can tell. Like, you got all the things coming out. All the things. You got all the things.
That's bonus. Well, bonus people don't even want to hear about that all the time. So we'll just talk about that amongst ourselves. We'll talk about it amongst ourselves.
Family meet.
I don't know anymore. Yeah. There's a comment in here now. Kevin, you always bring it back to yourself. I thought I was doing a good job.
But listen. Let me clarify something.
Angel.
Now I'm gonna clarify. Whenever Kevin goes on a long tangent, regardless of what we're talking about, and I am not talking, it is by choice that I am not talking. It is not out of consideration for him, because I am a considerate enough. I don't have to give any extra consideration. It is not out of Angel does not know how to double dutch into a Kevin conversation. Mm-hmm. It is literally by choice. Sometimes I need to be able to reset my mind, and him talking is my break to reset. I'm like, yes, get it all out. Absolutely. And as soon as my brain can recharge, I'm gonna jump back in.
Right.
So never fear. While I appreciate that, I know a lot of people think they're doing it for their good of we want Angel to feel like she can talk. Trust and believe that I feel like Kevin shares the conversation with me very well.
You think so?
Yeah.
I've worked really hard.
I can tell. And you, and again, I'm not the one that's just going to be like, okay, well, I'll just wait until you stop talking.
I never get that feeling from you.
Thank you. I try to. That, again, is also my job as a host. It's not his job to make space for me. It's my job to take up my space. Ooh. So
that's good. I didn't know that. I don't have any formal training in hosting.
I mean, I've just done it for so long. I understand. And I've hosted where there's five of us. So I have to know how much space I'm supposed to take up. I try not to take up too much. I take up my right amount. I know when I'm supposed to jump in there. I know when there's a dead like piece that like
you saw me when I was doing this show by myself. She definitely, you all right over there? Josh would be looking. I would see Josh out the corner. He'd be like,
"Oh dear God!"
An hour never felt so long.
It's hard.
And when I was doing this, and other comedians can do it. I used to do it on Patreon, and I realized the difference. On Patreon, I was just chatting.
Right.
And when I ran out of stuff, I'd be like, okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
But with the ads, they're like, nah, you going to go at least an hour.
You got to get and all like, of these ads
and
in.
Also on Patreon, when I was driving to work, if I didn't have nothing to talk about, I just didn't go on Periscope that day.
Yeah.
For this,
you got to.
You going to get me that hour.
Yeah.
I do want to hear your thoughts on this. Because it goes all the way back to our first conversation about social media.
Come on.
Ava, is it DuVernay?
Yeah, you said DuVernay? It right.
Okay. She was in a little bit of hot water over the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, essentially what happened, your president, Donald J. Trump,
your favorite?
He caught that Rona.
Yeah, he did. Okay. He caught the Rona.
Apparently for only 3 days.
He had the 3-day Rona.
Mm-hmm.
That's that rich and powerful, you have the best medicine in the world, Rona.
Mm-hmm.
he went over to Walter Reed Medical Center, which is the top, right?
Is that in D.C.?
That's in D.C.
Mm.
Or maybe around there. D.C. is actually a really small like thing. So things in the D.C. area don't always be in D.C. Sometimes they'd be in Virginia or whatever, right. Maryland. But it's close enough. And Walter Reed might actually be in D.C. I don't know. I've never been there. So Ava wished him well.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I hope you get better soon. You are. She like wished him well and then shaded him in the same tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get better soon because we're going to vote you out. People were upset with her about that.
Mm-hmm.
They like, yo, why are you wishing him well? And she was like, I'm not going to wish death upon him. Like, I was raised better than that. And people were like, we ain't asking you to wish death upon him, but you also don't have to wish him well. And they're like, you know, you created this. I'm sorry, Bubba Wallace.
You knocked him
He's with Michael Jordan now. We never talked about it, but it wasn't really that exciting.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congrats to you.
They were like, he's the one who wished death, literally wished death, upon the Central Park Five. Or, I'm sorry, we're not calling them that.
Oh, they got a new name?
Yeah, it's... because the Central Park Five was kind of like derogatory.
Yeah.
We're calling them the Emancipated Five. The Exonerated Five
makes more sense.
Exonerated Five. I think we're calling them Exonerated Five now.
But I do not know. I do not know.
Yes, Exonerated Five. People were like, he wished death on the Exonerated Five, and you're wishing him well. Then she got in a little more hot water. This is the lead tweet, and I like Ava, and she follows me on Twitter, so I hope she doesn't watch this. A black woman basically called her out, right? So Ava tweeted at her, to Kenzie Clark of Vogue magazine, and all who try to ridicule me for stating I don't wish death upon anyone. Number one, feel free to spend your time, energy, spirit wishing for someone's death. I won't. Two, rage, criticism, justice, work can be done without soiling one's soul, karma, or mind. I'm curious to know if you are on the... Well, what are your thoughts in general about this?
My thoughts in general is that I don't care. We are picking apart what she said as if she is important in, like, as far as in what she says to the president.
Whether that affects his health or not.
Right. Like, that to me is just like, are we there now?
Yeah.
We're there where her saying, I wish you well. Oh, Ava. Avery, is that your name?
Hey, Duva. Tom. Angel really can't get names down.
Oh, no.
Other words, you'll be fine. Name?
My kids got 1 and 2 syllable names.
Is that
Sai, Kai. You see that? Ain't no tripping over that. Amar. Marcus. Ava. Yeah, that's easy. But DuVernay, that's a lot. Okay, guys? It's a lot. No, but Ava, while I might not do what she would do, like, one, I ain't on Twitter like it, and two, I know the president ain't about to read no tweet from me, but I do find it weird what battles we choose to fight this day and age.
I think on Twitter, Angel, it is mentally exhausting.
Yes!
Twitter for me is the hardest one because it is a cesspool of toxic thoughts. But it also has the best memes and best videos. Mm-hmm. It is literally, like the Social Dilemma, he was like, technology is literally the best and the worst of society. You can call an Uber, somebody will pick you up, take you somewhere. In the meantime, somebody else will take groceries to your house. You can book a flight on an you can book a flight on the way to the airport mm-hmm. in your car, mm-hmm. right? You can be on the internet.
Yeah.
In the air, mm-hmm. which sometimes I'd be like, this is crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm flying over the Atlantic, texting my mom in Fayetteville, you know, North Carolina.
Right.
And watching a Netflix show I downloaded on my, like, sometimes it's crazy. But then the cost of that is you are able to hear everybody's thoughts.
Right.
And it was, the conversation on Black Twitter yesterday was also about, which was a new one. Tell me if you've ever had a Black woman as your supervisor. And what was that experience like? And it was a lot of Black women saying, I have, and a lot of it was negative.
Yeah, I believe it.
And I was like, man, like, mm-hmm. I just, because the girl who started it, she had a bad experience with a Black woman supervisor. In my experience, I've only had, this is what Terry Crews should have said. In my experience, mm-hmm. this show has been like this to me. But I also believe
everyone else's opinion.
Gabrielle Union.
Experience.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I actually haven't had that many. The one Black woman I've had, and this is also an aside of why I love Black women and want to help them. The I don't know if I ever told this story. Maybe I have. I'm an old uncle now. I'd be telling the same stories. But I haven't told Angel a lot of stuff, so it'd be repeating. The reason I got the job at Boeing is because the Black woman who was hiring.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Went out of her way to get Black people hired. So that was my only time my history of life ever that a Black woman was my superior, and I'm also a man, so that dynamic is different, you know. But Ava had literally never had anything negative about her in the community ever, mm-hmm. and then it was like
protect Ava at all costs,
always. But yesterday or 2 days ago, it was, and I've never even heard this. Now you profiting off the souls of Black people and the justice, and I was like,
where is that even?
And then it was like, this is the thing, and I know my day is coming, and yours is too.
Oh,
Bucko, it's coming.
Oh, they dragged me before. Let's
oh, they
continue.
Dragged me in the lipstick alleys and Madame Noir. I went in there one day. I said, God damn,
yeah, I'm not
I
on
thought
any
World
of those.
Star was bad.
I'm not on any of those.
But
I'm not
man, they be killing you, boy. Mm-hmm. But this is what I don't like, and I need to accept it's going to happen to me. And this is where I was like, y'all, okay. If you gave any random Black woman a camera and the same research team, they would have made Selma and When They See Us and Queen Sugar. And Ava ain't doing nothing special. And I was like, okay, now she ain't never done nothing right. Like, it's to me, it's always okay to just say, Ava, I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to wish him well, but you didn't have to wish him death on him. You could have just wished him nothing. But that one statement, and her response, now we always call into question everything the person ever has done. Now Selma wasn't even a good movie. And When They See Us was only good because of the research team. And her camera be out of focus. And yeah, she brought Black women on Queen Sugar, but it was only 28% and not 35%. You know what I mean? It's like, why does it always have to be everything you've ever done is now bad? Man. You can just say, like in sports, mm-hmm. it's like, man, I love LeBron James. But he sucked when they played the Dallas.
I disagree. Then move on. I agree with that statement.
Or
you don't say anything and you move on. People don't even realize that that's a part of it. People don't even realize that sometimes giving your energy to just say you disagree is energy wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Because your agreeance or disagreeance will not change a daggone thing.
Man.
Again, I give opinions only because I am paid a check to do it. If I wasn't paid a check, I don't have the energy to give my opinion on someone else's statement or whatever situation for no reason. I have to use that energy elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the toxicity of Twitter, is that people feel like they have that energy to just pop, 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 pop real quick.
Yeah.
Like, whether or not you would feel like you would wish him well or nah is irrelevant. She did.
Right.
She
and
did.
Nobody asked you.
She did it. Like, it wasn't you. Nobody forced you to do it. And that's the reason what I mean by I don't care. I don't look to Ava for any of my political to-dos. I don't at all. I'd be like, what movie you dropping? Then maybe.
Right.
But like, I think sometimes when we have people who are vocal that, but their profession is something else, we be expecting for
that's
them.
A good point, Angel.
To have the right answer or do the thing that we think they should do at all times. I'm like, but that's not even her profession.
That goes back. No, that goes back to that celebrity being put on that pedestal. Like going back to the Cole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
People look for him to be this fulfilling.
Yeah.
Point validator.
Yep.
Or just be doing things that they wish they could be doing if they had a platform. Everybody wishes they had something this so they could be doing this, whether they would actually do that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole was basically like, bro, I'm just a rapper.
Not this guy.
I'm just a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Dave Chappelle's joke, like, why are we going to Ja Rule at a time like this? Like,
right.
No, but and I think that's what we expect celebrities to be the be all end all on every subject.
Mm-hmm.
Most celebrities are domain experts.
Yeah.
Right? I do this well. And that's why I don't offer things I don't like. It's also okay to not talk about stuff if you don't know.
Yeah.
I do that often. Yeah. I'd be watching conversations and I'd be like, I don't know enough about this. I was venturing out a little bit more in those areas earlier in the year. And then I was like, I won't be doing that.
I'm going to pull back. Yeah. Because even like with politics, I have my sister on my Instagram on Mondays because she's a judge and I know she has more expertise in that area. But outside of telling people to vote and understand mm-hmm. their laws, make sure everybody votes, register to vote. I realized that my point of view is my point of view when it comes to politics. And while somebody can feel free to ask me, I don't want anybody to take my point of view on what policies I think are right or wrong as this is concretely right. No, it's my point of view.
It's my opinion.
Yes, it is mine. And luckily we live in a country where I get to vote based off of that. And you get to vote based off of, like, literally. I feel like the only thing that I can say and feel solid about that, feel solid about what I'm saying, is vote and be educated yep. on what you're voting on. But outside of that, like, if you take anything I say for more than a grain of salt right. when it comes to politics, I have already led you astray. Like, I have already led you astray, even if it's a good opinion. But it shouldn't be from me. It should be from someone who is trusted in that arena. And while Avra, why do I want to call her that?
Because it's a Duvernay. You want to put that R from Duvernay.
I'm like,
Duvernay.
Let's go ahead and get it all over with.
Let me give you one. Let me call you Avra, and then I won't have to worry about the last name. Avra Duvernay.
Oh, my God. It's because it's so early. Ava. While she has done a lot of great things, I just really am not about to be nitpicking at what this woman says politically. And she be loud. Her and, Nicole Smith. Nope. She's got some more names to it. Yvette. Nicole Smith. Ain't that a name?
Yvette Josh? Nicole Brown?
That sounds better. Yvette Nicole Brown.
Sorry.
On Twitter.
I love this. I love everything.
He's like, I love Angel.
The name
Fish.
Section of Angel's
this.
Brain
is
Scrabble.
This is my favorite thing.
She said
thing.
Yvette Nicole Smith. I know, you know what? Two of those
Anna
is
Nicole,
probably right.
That's a different
that is
girl.
Where I was putting that's it all together. Girl. Yvette Nicole Brown. She be really, really loud, too, on her, like,
she be going hard.
But I don't take any of her advice.
Yeah.
Because she's an actress in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Girl, go ahead, use your platform and talk. But she is not where I'm going to be like, now, let me tap into this. What are you saying about this thing? No. Not at all. I'm not going to do it. So, yeah, I feel like people be just... are we bored? Is that what it is?
We are. I'm people.
Do you be on there like, would you say why you say that?
Oh, no.
That's what I mean.
I'd never do that.
That is what I mean by are we bored.
Do I do that? No, I did that to Terry Crews.
I
wanted Terry Crews to just shut up.
But I was like, that's not going to get him to shut up.
It's not. And also, if Terry Crews is like, what's up? In person, I'd be like, Terry, you crazy.
Terry,
saying the
let
joke.
Me get you this. No, here's on. The thing, T-shirt. You watch the show, well, let me give you a complimentary green T-shirt. We're coming out in pink. That'll look good on your muscles, Terry. Yeah, I don't
what
know.
If Terry Crews is like, yeah, I heard all that. You talking, keep, what's up? I'll be like, what? I said stuff?
I don't know, no.
Here's the thing, Terry.
I I would just have to steal on Terry and hope for the best.
Oh, I would hope.
But I feel like if I hit Terry Crews in the face, it would hurt my head.
You need to get in the Maserati and drive off. Why are you trying
to
hit?
Terry got a Maz too?
I know, but
Terry has a downtown. This is so funny. Off the subject, but hilarious. There was a moment in my life earlier in this thing where I was watching all these celebrity homes on Architectural Digest on YouTube. You know, you start watching like one video, YouTube serves you one and
the algorithm, yes.
Don't click the recommended.
That's what he said.
I watched one Wire video and they've been serving it to me every week and I'm stuck. And I was like, I'm about to watch The Wire again. And I was like, they got me. But anyway, I was watching Architectural Digest and Terry Crews has a downtown apartment. Just because when he's working and he doesn't want to go all the way home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was watching it. It's crazy. High-rise condo. Melissa comes and be like, hey, don't you ever think you would have that. Or you need to have some space in a different place. I never even said I wanted one. I was just like, that's
That was her recommended thought next. She's like, I know what he's about to think.
Right, exactly.
Don't you ever think you're going to get yourself a little apartment downtown L.A.? Why you need a separate space from me?
What?
You be having your space in this house. You don't need no separate address of your little man pal. I was like, I never said that.
I never.
Bro, you, and also back to the recommended thing, I think it's so interesting. I was talking to Joe about this. Josiah doesn't subscribe to, he watches YouTube Let's Play videos all the time.
Yes.
And like people reviewing shows. Like he loves sarcastic humor even on YouTube. And I was like, man, you subscribe to this guy? He was like, I don't subscribe to anyone. It's just my recommended. And I was like, I asked him if he saw this person. He was like, how would I see them? I was like, you could subscribe. He was like, what? I don't subscribe to stuff. I just be watching my recommended. And I was like, you don't even, you just let YouTube tell you what you're going to watch.
He's exactly. Like, for 8 hours straight. That'd be my son. Whatever YouTube recommended is what. what are you watching? It's just this.
But that recommended be having you watching stuff. Like I've told y'all before, I was in there watching 18th century Plymouth cooking shows.
Oh my God.
How they made bacon in 1788. I was like,
getting into it like that.
I spent one day when we was moving out of the racism office, I spent 6 hours watching this stuff. I was like, man, this is what gruel was.
Bro, I watched somebody make macaroni and cheese over a cast iron and some stone stove with, there was no talking. It was all just, I was in there for 25 minutes.
It's amazing I watched this dude who has a plant in water, like an algae ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And he like feeds it cucumbers and there's little like microscopic bugs. And I was just like, this is fascinating.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. That's like my husband. He'll watch some stuff and just, you know, he's new to the interwebs. So he'll just sit there and watch some stuff. And I'll be like, Marcus, what are you watching? I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know how you get there.
I only watch the people I'm subscribed to.
Oh, man.
Or I've actually Googled information on something.
If you go to YouTube and just hit the button, it'd be like, you probably will like this. And I'd be like, yes. I will.
Mm-mm. No, YouTube, no, I'm going right to my subscription list and I'm seeing what content creators I like because I try to make sure I give views to black content creators and then I try to sit and watch their stuff or just at least let it play.
By the way, you just reminded me of something.
Why?
Are you familiar with BTS?
Like behind the scenes?
No, the K-pop band.
Oh, no.
They are massive.
They have a tiny desk. I watched theirs the same day I watched
an
icon.
It's part of the rollout.
They just dropped an album last week.
I get the allure.
Mm-hmm.
They had a song in English, lit. They had a song in full Korean. I was like, whatever they talk about.
Oh, yeah, K-pop is fire.
They got conventions. What?
Now, that's one time that I did allow YouTube to recommend me. I was trying to figure out some K-pop stuff, and I let YouTube send me all over. I was like, listen to this girl singing.
Oh, they go hard. First of all, there's like 800 people in BTS. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, the band has like,
I think nine.
Seven or is it not?
It'd be nine.
It was a lot of people.
It'd be like
in there.
A whole choir. I remember when Family Guy, was it Family Guy or American Dad, did a thing on like a K-pop and they were called B12.
It was 12 of them?
Yes. But they talked about the B12 shot, the shot that you can get for
hilarious. There's a legit, I'm trying to look by the thumbnail.
I'd be like,
one, two, three, four, five. It's seven people. First of all, shout out to their stylist because they had like a uniform color palette, but nobody had the same outfit on. Their tiny desk has 17 million views in 2 weeks. That's
unheard of.
Insane. No tiny desk be like that recent. Weird. But their fans are.
Yeah, hardcore.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
My son had a Korean teacher when he was in third grade. And oh, yeah, she was like, we going to listen to some K-pop.
Really?
Up in here. Yes, he knows. I'll be like, what group she like? He's like, no, she don't like that group. She likes this group. I'll be like, she was like, I'm going to teach you all about this K-pop culture.
K-pop is a big deal, man. And that's the other thing about the internet. We can end with this. What's in your world be feeling like the whole world?
Yes.
And there is a whole... If I step outside of this building, walk outside here, no one even knows who I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one. Especially in LA. I don't be recognized. None of that stuff. And across the world, nobody is famous to everyone.
Except for our president.
Our
president in general.
Yeah. Leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Do you think the free world was like, we accept this? I feel like America probably made that statement up.
I'm sure. Yeah. We bullies.
We are like, man, we the leaders of the free world. Like, what about the president of China? Man, shut up. Right. And we ain't even the superpower we used to be.
Mm-mm. No, not.
China's like, what? We'd be like, we ain't saying nothing.
China's like,
we owe China so much money.
We ain't gonna pay it back.
What?
We are like their cousin. That you, if you give them a 20, you ain't ever gonna see that 20 again.
We are like, China is Sally Mae to us.
Yeah.
We're going to forbearance that. I might die in student loan debt.
You might get that
debt.
Minimum this right. month. You might not.
You might not get it. Yeah. You know COVID going on in China? I'm a little tight right now.
Yeah.
That's why we can't start no war with them. What?
Yeah.
You owe us $18 trillion. Man, forget about that.
Yeah, we over here flashy in our bubble coats and Tims with fancy shades on, pop lock and drop it in. And China is like the really well invested, like,
oh yeah,
you know, the white guy that's just like, I don't need all the fancy things. And we're like, but can we ball some more money? Because we got some J's we want to buy. That's what I feel like America is. Like, we're the... wearing the glasses and the chains.
I'll never forget. And it's capitalism has hurt us in so many ways. Mm-hmm. 3 days into the shutdown, the airline industry was like, we need $45 billion. I was like, it ain't even been a pay period.
Right.
They're like, we're tapped out.
We are and tapped out.
Y'all had no money saved? They're like, we gave it all them shareholder dividends. We could save money, but we got to make sure our shareholders are happy, so we cash them out. And then when something like this happened, y'all ain't got no money. You know how much money I spent on Delta personally? They were like,
sorry, guys.
We ain't got.
you get your diamond medallion next year, though.
Yeah, for 3 years. They gave me diamond for 3 years. I was like,
what am I going to do with that?
It was that easy, first of all. It's that easy. Like, man, it's really not nothing.
It's really just me clicking this button. Ding. There's another year.
Bro. And I was like, the Sky Club was closed. I was like, I'm just regular now.
You regular.
Man. They ain't no food in first class. Mm-mm. What's the point?
Or drinks. Forget the food.
Literally nothing.
Women, they ain't no food or drinks in first class?
Well, they're back now. Okay. But they ain't no hot food. They give you a sack lunch like a field trip.
You get a little Lunchable.
With a bottle of water. Flight attendants are like, we got one pass now. Hand you your stuff. They actually hand me stuff as you walk in. And they come and pick the trash up once.
So you don't get no liquor on a plane no more? I ain't flying nowhere.
You know how many drink tickets that are expiring this year that I have?
Listen, that's the problem for me. Nah. Not flying. But what were you saying before I started pop locking and drop it as America?
I don't know. That was so funny. I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, but that is what I feel like America is.
How did we get from Ava to here?
We're all over the place today.
All right,
we got to go.
It's about to be long.
Love y'all. We'll see you Friday. Bonus episode. Keep your distance. If you don't buy your ticket to this show, you are anti-black.
And anti-woman.
And anti-women. Anti-black women. We will shade you. Patreon, we love you. I'm actually going to do Dear Kev live since you're already set up.
Just use the phone.
Yeah, I'm just going to use the phone. Do Dear Kev now. And we'll see you Friday. Bonus episode, people. Friday at the show if you're coming. VIP this Friday. You get to meet the comedians to hear us hosting a behind the scenes. Behind the scenes.
Is it live?
Yeah, BTS.
Live.
Mm-hmm.
From 6 to 6:55. That's what the VIP ticket gets you.
Interesting.
And then otherwise, I love you guys. Thank you so much, Patreon, and Angel and Jeffrey.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah.
There's another bang of fire. There's another one. There's another bang of fire. Fire. There's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.